There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning, everyone. That's right. It's Chris Broussard and Jason McIntyre, my man Jay Mac. We are filling in for Dan Patrick here on the Dan Patrick Show, and we can't wait. There is so much to talk about, so much fun to be had over the next 3 hours, so keep it locked right here. We got Vincent Goodwill, senior NBA writer for Yahoo Sports, coming up at the bottom of the hour to fill us in on all things NBA as teams arrive in Orlando and that infamous bubble. Let me welcome in my partner, Jay Mac. What's up, man? How are you?
Yo, Chris, good to hear your voice, man. Good to chat again. It's been a couple weeks since we've done this together, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. I had you on The Odd Couple filling in for Rob Parker. That's always a lot of fun with you. So I'm looking forward to these next few hours. We got Patrick Mahomes stuff. We got DeSean Jackson stuff. We got Cam Newton stuff. We got LeBron James stuff. We even have, I don't know if you remember that song. Are you familiar with the Gap Band?
What is this, some more of your 70s music that I don't know anything about?
I know you. So you're absolutely, you're not familiar with the Gap Band.
I am
is that
not
what you're telling me? Oh,
I am
my
not
gosh.
Familiar. I mean, maybe
do
I missed
favor,
their song.
Don't say that to anybody else.
The Gap
don't
Band.
Don't let people know that you've never heard of the Gap Band.
Is that something I should be embarrassed about, Chris?
Yes!
How about this? What's more embarrassing, the Gap Band or the prison platters that the NBA is serving up in the bubble? I'm sure you saw the players putting their food on Instagram last night. That's embarrassing, Chris. Not me not knowing the Gap Band.
They're both embarrassing. They're both embarrassing. But one of the Gap Band's biggest hits was You Dropped a Bomb on Me.
I know that song. I do know that song, yes.
Kenny Smith, Kenny the Jet Smith from TNT fame and all of that, two-time NBA champion, he came on The Odd Couple on Monday with me and Rob Parker and dropped a bomb on us. He pulled a Gap Band. So we will get into that later as well. So a lot of good stuff for you here. And let's start with the story of the week. The biggest contract, the richest contract in American sports history. $503 million, Patrick Mahomes. And look, I don't know if I was the first one to say it, but I was the first one I ever heard say it. And I said it a long time ago, that Patrick Mahomes has Jordan-esque potential. That Patrick Mahomes could be the GOAT. All right? He could, every blue moon, I'm not saying he is the GOAT. He's obviously, that's ridiculous. He only got one ring. He's only played 2 years as a starter. That's foolishness. But every generation or so, a player or two comes along that has GOAT potential. Whether they reach it or not, we'll see. But they have the potential, and you see it right away. With LeBron James, we saw it said in high school, he could one day be the GOAT. And with Patrick Mahomes, I'm telling you, I'm saying this guy's got GOAT potential, and that's just repeating what I've said for over a year now. And so this is my point, J-Mac. He just signed this huge deal, and I know people have been picking it apart, and maybe it's not quite as lucrative as it seems, and maybe it's even team-friendly, and it appears that it is, which is not a bad thing. But whatever the case, let's assume he's in Kansas City the next 12 years. If Patrick Mahomes is not firmly in the GOAT conversation at the end of this deal, then it was a disappointment. And that, what I mean by that is, to get in the GOAT conversation, I think he has to win at least 3 Super Bowls. He's got 1, so he's got to win at least 2 more.
Huh. 3. How many Brady got? Hold up. How many Brady's
got? Brady's got 6, but here's the difference.
Oh.
Mahomes' numbers, you know, presuming he continues roughly on this path, doesn't have any serious injuries that keep him out for a few years, anything like that, his numbers will dwarf Brady's, and not just because they're throwing the football more, but because his numbers relative to his competition will be far higher than Brady's were relative to
So
his.
It's not about rings in the NFL.
It's a combination.
And that goes for
NBA as well. Because I know you want to lead. You want to try to use this to somehow get into LeBron's better than Jordan.
Oh, I don't need to try.
It's both sports. It's both sports. NBA and NFL, here's what you need. You need a combination of individual dominance statistically and winning. Winning at an incredibly high level. If Bill Russell had anything close to Wilt Chamberlain's numbers, it'd be over. There would be no GOAT discussion. It would be Bill Russell. But his individual numbers weren't all that eye-popping outside of rebounds. And unfortunately for him, they didn't keep block shots at that time. So he's not the GOAT because of his individual numbers aren't like that. Yeah. Jordan's got the perfect combination. Mahomes can have the perfect combination where he won't necessarily need 6 to pass Brady.
Yeah. I think it's a little premature to get this GOAT thing with Jordan.
I mean, two years as a starter.
I'm
prophesying to
okay.
you.
Well, I got a better comparison.
I agree it's early, but I have a better comparison. The prophets do.
The better comparison for Patrick Mahomes, and this is undeniable, this is the slam dunk comparison based on what we've seen so far, is that he is the Steph Curry of the NFL. Steph Curry, just like Patrick Mahomes, kind of an unheralded college star, kind of an undervalued recruit in high school. We knew in high school Jordan was going to be a star. Steph Curry in high school could not get an offer.
Hold on. I can't let you tell this lie.
This is a fact.
College,
we knew Jordan was going to be a star. North Carolina was recruiting
him.
No, we knew that in high school.
Didn't. Do your history.
I know
People
the history.
People thought he was crazy for going to North Carolina. They did.
North Carolina recruited him. Steph Curry could not get an offer from Virginia Tech. Yeah. They asked him to walk on. Patrick Mahomes did not get any looks from the big boys. Patrick Mahomes went to Texas Tech and won like a handful of games. His one loss record was nothing special. Okay, Steph Curry missed the NCAA. Hold on, Chris. You had your turn. Steph Curry missed the NCAA tournament in his third year at Davidson. Didn't even get to the postseason. Okay, Steph Curry comes and is drafted behind Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio. Who? Johnny Flynn was out of the league in 3 years. He had a hip injury. Ricky Rubio's never met his lofty comparisons coming out of Europe. Meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes goes after Mitch Trubisky. The Bears traded up for Trubisky. Obviously, people are saying quietly, oh yeah, McIntyre's right. And the light skin factor, of course. Steph Curry, you know, and Patrick Mahomes, and they both had parents who played professional athletes. Curry and Mahomes is the perfect comparison. Both of these guys hit the NFL like their respective sports like comets. Remember,
actually,
Steph Curry.
Curry didn't hit the NBA like a comet.
He actually did. He won 2 MVP awards in LeBron's prime. What did Patrick Mahomes do? Patrick Mahomes just interrupted the end of the Tom Brady coronation. Okay, remember, Tom Brady has dominated the NFL, Chris, for 2 decades. And here it comes Patrick Mahomes. Who? sits out a year, which is unheard of for him to sit out a year, then be the MVP, then win the Super Bowl MVP. It's like, wait, Brady, people have forgotten about Tom Brady because Patrick Mahomes just got the richest contract in American sports history. I think it's a slam dunk. Steph Curry and Patrick Mahomes will be forever linked as what they are in the NBA and NFL.
All right, here, look, obviously there are some similarities. The you're right about the college career. What I was saying is Jordan, anybody that knows Jordan's history knows that in high school he was not viewed as this surefire star coming out of high school. And that people were shocked that he went to North Carolina, shocked that he started, all that. Now, once he got into college, he took off. That's all I was saying. But you're right, the comparison as far as college to the pros is obviously more in line with Steph Curry and Pat Mahomes. Obviously, you got the light skin factor as well. Here's where you're wrong, though. Steph Curry did not hit the NBA like a comet. He averaged 17 points as a rookie. Very good, but not Patrick Mahomes' numbers. He averaged 18 points the next year. Less than 15 points his third year. It wasn't until his sixth year that he was a star by then, but he didn't become a superstar, win the MVP and the NBA Finals until his sixth year. So Mahomes is off to a much better start than Steph Curry is. Jordan came into the league like a comet. And that's where Mahomes, we knew right away, as soon as Jordan laced him up. In fact, Bobby Knight said it before he put on an NBA uniform. This is the best player I've ever seen play basketball. So we knew right away that Jordan had a chance to be the greatest we've ever seen. And we know that with Mahomes as well. And here's where your comparison really falls flat. As great as Steph Curry is, and I love him, he will never be in the GOAT conversation. Never. Never. He's kind of in it to some people, not most, but kind of in it at his position with Magic Johnson. But it's clearly Magic right now. But he will never be in the GOAT conversation, and Patrick Mahomes will be.
I mean, Chris, it's been 2 years. He doesn't have 30 starts under his belt.
He's not.
This
he's
GOAT
not there
stuff
yet.
Is a little silly.
It's like, a let's prediction. Be
2 years in the league.
Hold on.
I mean,
hold on.
Yeah, okay, 15 years.
Jason.
Hey, Chris, we as as humans do a very poor job of predicting the future, okay? 10 years ago, FS1, Fox Sports Radio, you had no clue you would be here 10 years ago. I had no clue I would be here
what
10 years ago.
What does that have to do with Pat Mahomes?
5 years ago, you had no idea what the future would hold. Why would we predict who's going to be the GOAT 12 years from now? 12?
Hold on.
Chris, this is silly.
People were you're saying it's silly because you got no answer for it. People were saying
you can't be right or wrong.
People were saying when LeBron James entered the league, he could be the GOAT. I'm not saying Mahomes is the GOAT.
Nobody credible said that. He could be a great basketball player.
No.
He could be phenomenal.
What? A great basketball player? Please, he was the first player to come out of high school and average 20 points a game.
That's awesome.
He was the first.
You don't get put in the GOAT discussion. You can't just climb in the ring with Muhammad Ali, Chris. Stop. You can't put Mahomes in Brady's GOAT category. It doesn't work like that.
No, I agree with you that he's not there yet.
Could he be? Could Trevor Lawrence be the GOAT?
I want you to listen to me.
Could Zion be the GOAT?
No.
I mean, look what Zion's done in 25 games. He's shattered every record in the league after 25 games. Could he be the GOAT?
I want you to listen to me. I said at the end of this 12 years, listen closely. Don't pull out something I'm not saying. I'm saying if he is not in the GOAT conversation by the end of this 12 years. That's what I said. I didn't say he's there now. Stop it.
Okay, who's in the let's back up. Let's
GOAT potential.
Let's hit on that. Who else currently has GOAT potential? Let me ask you. Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson quarterback. Not even in the NFL yet, but people are talking about him potentially being the greatest quarterback to enter the league since Andrew Luck, maybe since Peyton Manning. Can we put Trevor Lawrence in the GOAT category yet?
I'm not putting Mahomes in the GOAT category. I'm saying he's got GOAT potential. And Trevor Lawrence has great potential. I wouldn't go there yet.
Who else has GOAT potential? Okay, let's go there.
I haven't seen a quarterback yet with GOAT potential.
Aaron Rodgers?
Other than him. No, it's too late. It's too late for Aaron Rodgers.
It's never too late.
He had it. He had it. Well, he's got to win.
Well, it's not his fault that the Packers can't put Jack Squad around him.
You got to have the rings.
He doesn't have the well, rings. So now it goes back to rings. Uh-oh.
It's both. Why? I don't understand.
I'm kidding you. I'll get you all twisted, Chris.
No.
You said three. He could get it with three.
But he doesn't have the numbers that a Mahomes will have. See, it's a combination. It's a very delicate thing. Yeah. It's a mixture of the individual dominance and the rings. And now, if Rodgers gets three more rings, which I think is unrealistic, yeah, we could throw him in there because he's certainly got the ability. But it's getting late in the game.
Here's a more realistic question. In the next 10 years, will the Chiefs go to three Super Bowls?
Yes.
Unequivocally?
Yes.
Okay, I would agree with that. I think with Brady leaving, okay, with Breeze leaving, with Ben Roethlisberger leaving, we're seeing like a changing of the guard at quarterback. And I like Lamar Jackson, Chris. I know you do as well. He's a fun, dynamic player. He hasn't won a playoff game yet. So I don't know if what he did last year, which was phenomenal, I don't know if that translates 5 years, 6 years from now, plus the style of him running a lot. So when you look at the landscape.
He's going to stop running as much.
Now he can throw. We know that. I'm not saying Lamar Jackson can't throw. Great quarterback.
Well, he's got to show us he can throw out of the numbers consistently.
Other than the Chiefs and Mahomes, what is there? Like, who else is the competition over the next 5 years? You look up and down the landscape. I got to say, the door is wide open for them to do some major damage. There's just not a lot of good teams right now, Chris.
See, you raised up your voice. You started yelling. Interrupting me.
I didn't know
you
such
purposely
thing.
Came up with a different comparison just to combat me. But at the end of the day, you're agreeing with me. You went all the way around the Marbury Bush to just come to this conclusion. Chris, you're right.
Well, I said next 5 years. No.
You said 10.
Over the next 5, I think definitely
Super Bowls,
the Chiefs, in the next 5, they could go to 3. We saw the Cowboys go to 3 in 4 years. We saw Russell Wilson go back-to-back, hasn't gotten back. We saw Montana, I think he did 4 in 8 years. So, yeah, next 5 years, I think the Chiefs for sure. I think it's a fool's errand to predict that.
I'm saying they'll be at least they'll definitely be the three Super Bowls. He will have three Super Bowl wins.
Remember, let's just go back. I'll put a bow on this. Dan Marino in year 2 was incredible. Went to the Super Bowl with the Dolphins, and everybody was predicting, "Oh, he's gonna win many. He could be the GOAT." And he never got back to a Super Bowl. So things happen. The NFL's crazy. NFL stands for not
That's
for long.
That's why I'm not ready to predict three Super Bowl appearances in 5 years. I think it's very possible, but you said it's a sure thing. I can't go there.
I will. That's I feel confident.
So
I feel
Dan
more
Marino?
Confident
why
in
you
that.
Why do you bring up Dan Marino then?
Well, I'm just giving you history. History is a guide that we use, Chris. Not everybody goes to one and goes to a ton. I'm just glad we agree that the best comparison for Patrick Mahomes is Steph Curry.
Off the court, light-skinned, professional athlete for a parent. You're right, late bloomer. I'll give you all that. But
dynamic
career arc, come on. You know it's Jordan-esque. That's what he's shooting for.
But here's the thing. Jordan never won anything until Scottie Pippen showed up. Didn't win a damn thing. Patrick Mahomes don't need any. He's the guy.
LeBron didn't win anything until he got Dwayne Wade and then Kyrie Irving. So what?
I didn't bring up LeBron. You just did. Steph Curry led the Warriors to their first title. Led them.
Yes. Wait. Are you trying to say he's the GOAT?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying the better comparison for Mahomes is Curry. Period.
All right. Yeah.
Gosh, that was a fun. Let's get an extra hour because we got too much good stuff.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, man.
Facts. All right. That's what helps you sleep at night. Just the facts, baby.
Will past precedent prevent the Eagles from cutting DeSean Jackson?
Woo!
We'll talk about that next on the Dan Patrick Show. It's Chris and Jay Mack. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's just for you, J-Mac. That's the Gap Band, all right?
Yes, I'm familiar with their work.
I'm always educating you. Sports, music, life, everything. All right, it is J-Mac, Jason McIntyre, and Chris Broussard in for Dan Patrick. This is the Dan Patrick Show, and we're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. What's the difference between an AMG skeptic and an AMG believer? A split second. That's the time it takes to fire up the ignition, step on the gas, and hear that gutsy engine roar. Go to mbusa.com/AMG. Mercedes AMG driving performance. All right, let's stay in the NFL, J-Mac, but go to certainly a story that is not as fun and enjoyable to talk about as Patrick Mahomes.
To put it mildly.
Yes, DeSean Jackson. I can't believe, though, there's many out there that don't know, but yesterday he put out an Instagram of, it was a quote, and apparently a fake quote.
Yes.
That was attributed to Adolf Hitler about Jews taking over the world and so on and so forth. And obviously he rightly got a lot of pushback on that. And he came out and apologized. And, here he is with some of his apology.
I just want to first off extend an apology on the behalf of me and what I stand for, because I never want to put any race down or any people down. My post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community.
All right, and the Eagles released a strong, stern statement, obviously disagreeing and condemning what Jackson did. The question people are asking now, J-Mac, is what repercussions will there be for him? Will he get cut? Will he get suspended? Will he get fined? Here's what I say. Now, we know the Eagles had a situation like this with Riley Cooper a few years ago. white wide receiver for them who used the N-word and was at a country western conference and said he'd fight all these N-words out there. And he was not cut. He was fined heavily and ended up playing a few more years with the team. The locker room, Michael Vick led the way. They forgave him, and they moved on from there. I think with that precedent being set, that is what will happen with DeSean Jackson. He'll get fined, but he will remain with the Philadelphia Eagles because that precedent was set.
I would agree. That's a smart move. And Chris, I'm not going to speak to the Cooper as much as I am. Just this whole idea that anytime somebody says something out of pocket or stupid or wrong or factually incorrect, we just want to cancel them and get them out of here. Fire this person. Get rid of that person. Bye. Adios. Chris, like, at some point, we have to educate people and say, yo, DeSean, I know you're kind of a young guy. What is he, 30, 31 years old? You shouldn't be sharing fake stuff on the internet. Maybe do some research, but we've got to help educate.
He apparently thought it was real. You shouldn't be sharing stuff from Hitler.
Certainly. Right? Like, first of all, that's just dumb. But this is a guy who we know his history. Okay, remember, Chip Kelly got him the heck out of town when Chip Kelly got to the Eagles. Because there were some gang rumors of DeSean Jackson. He's like, I got to get this guy out of here. He's toxic in our locker room. Can the locker room overcome this? I think certainly it can. You know, as long as DeSean Jackson appears contrite, and he already called the owner, called the GM. But this idea that, like, we should just dump everybody for something they say. There's something wrong with that. If we're not going to help each other out there. Because people say a lot of stupid stuff. You do, I do, Rob Parker does, everybody at Fox Sports Radio, everybody at our rival networks, everybody has or will say something stupid. Everybody does. It just happens.
I am in total agreement with you. This cancel, you know what we need to cancel? We need to cancel culture. I'm serious. And we need to stop letting, I don't know if it can happen today because the nature of our lives now, but these people on Twitter, these random people on Twitter who get stuff trending and want to cancel everybody for every little thing people have said. Now, there's obviously a line and there's obviously a degree of remorse and your actions need to show that you've changed or whatever. But still, for the most part, this cancel culture needs to be canceled. Even, look, people are getting canceled for stuff they said 5-10 years ago and even longer. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I guarantee you, every one of these people on Twitter who are trying to cancel everything, and some of them may be well-known. Some of them may be TV people. Every person who's trying to cancel somebody has said or done something they regret.
They're irrelevant.
They've made mistakes. They've said the wrong thing. And if people were digging into their past, they would find things they could be canceled about.
But that's the thing. These people are nobodies. And they want to go and attack people who are moderately famous or moderately well-known and say, oh, you said this 15 years ago. Chris, this goes back to, remember NBA draft night a few years ago? Dante DiVincenzo from Villanova?
Yeah.
He was like the MVP of the Final Four. Guy was awesome. So he gets drafted in the first round, and all these people pull up, you know, tweets that he fired off when he was like 13. Yep. Oh, look what he said. Oh, my gosh. We can't have this guy in the NBA. Like, what are you talking about? He's a 13-year-old kid.
Exactly.
Like, come people on. I'm lucky, Chris. Mistakes. How lucky are we that social media did not exist when we were young teenagers?
I'm very glad. Oh, my gosh. Social media did not exist. you're absolutely right. And, again, we're not saying, you know, you can just say everything and keep it moving.
Yeah.
But we do have to extend grace to people because we all need it.
People what DeSean Jackson said, though, mistakes. I mean, that's really bad.
He's
got to show a lot more than just remorse. He already called a prominent rabbi in Philadelphia and started. He knows, like, dude, what I said was really, really, first of all, it was flat out wrong. And it's, like you said, a fake Hitler quote. Why are you sharing anything ever from Adolf Hitler? Why?
Right. And he should get fined and he should, you know, suffer his punishment. But we're just saying you don't have to cancel everybody. Like I said, there's a line. There's certain things you can't cross. But this cancel culture, it needs to be canceled. All right. Do we have my man Vinny Goodwill in? We ready for him? Senior writer from Yahoo Sports. Rob Parker's FX nephew.
I wonder if Vinny's going to the bubble.
Well, we can ask
him. I mean, I got it. Chris, let me ask you real quick. Vinny, I know you. Is he there?
Vinny Goodwill, senior NBA writer, Yahoo Sports. What's up, brother?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
Excellent.
We are good. J-Mac just threw this out. Are you going to the bubble?
In case you guys don't really know, the bubble is really limited. They're only allowing, with the exception of one notable media organization, they're only allowing one person per media organization.
Right.
So just
Chris
to sort of
Haynes
keep
is going for
down.
You guys.
And Chris
right.
Haynes is already there, yes.
Right. I get that. Now, are you happy about that or are you sad?
Neither. I think it's one of those things, Chris, you know this, where you want to be part of the action. You kind of, you know what I'm saying, you want to be able to see some of these things
right
firsthand to some degree. It depends on like your level of like, I won't say your level of like risk management. Like, I don't have any mitigating health issues or anything that I would have to worry about. But if I did, I would probably take a second thought at it.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Look, Adam Silver has left it open that they may not be able to finish this season. I mean, and Vinny, I got to think that some dudes down there are going to test positive and this bubble's going to use his word, have a hole in it. How confident are you that they're going to be able to get through this? We saw what happened with the MLS team just the other day in their bubble.
Chris, I think this is like uncharted territory. So I don't think there's any way that anybody can have a certain level of supreme confidence that this thing is going to go the way that they expect or they hope. Like, the hope is that nobody of significance tests positive. There's no outbreaks or anything like that. But when you think about it, you're letting people into Walt Disney World, into a different segment of the park, so to speak, or the compound. But there's still going to be those risks involved. And then you got the employees who aren't necessarily going to be tested. And add to the fact that there's not going to be like a police presence. This isn't an occupied state that's going to prevent people from going where they want to go. You're kind of going off of an honor system here. And even when you talk to players, when you hear Joel Embiid talk and some of these other guys, they're saying, look, I don't do anything, but I don't know if I trust these other guys to suck it up
right.
and do what
right.
they have to do.
Vinny, when right. you see what's happening with the Wizards and the Nets, Bradley Beal's not going. The Nets, I mean, half their team is out. At what point do you think we will actually see Adam Silver say, you know what? Hey, some of these teams don't even want to play, and we're just going to remove them from the bubble. Do you think there's any chance that that happens?
The TV contracts and the TV schedules have long determined that this show will go on as proceed, okay? If they got to call you, Jason, if they got to call
I'm free.
Chris, they got to call me. They will be calling us and putting us in Brooklyn Nets uniforms, and we will be taking those 10-day contracts and getting those checks and taking the embarrassment because the show will go on. I am of the mind that they should have gone with the 16 playoff teams just to mitigate, you know, the disaster, the potential disaster and everything else. And when you get the more teams you have, the more risk and everything else. But we know that the biggest reason that they're doing this is for the TV money.
Yep.
You're not doing this for the player salary because 90% of the player salary has already been paid. You're doing this for the TV money, and the players, by and large, are doing this so the owners will not open up the collective bargaining agreement by using that force majeure and knowing that they will take the players to the cleaners for now and the future as far as rolling back salaries and recalculating basketball-related income and everything else. Like, I won't say the players are doing this against their will, but they're not necessarily doing this for themselves.
Yeah, so it sounded like Joel Embiid doesn't really want to go there. And as Chris said, and some other players, they don't seem into
I've
it.
I've heard it.
I'm a little surprised,
a lot of
though.
Players, Vinny, are you hearing the same thing? It seems like a lot of dudes really aren't really feeling this, even though they're going.
I mean, you think about it like this. This is the first time for a lot of guys that outside of when they were on their journey where life impacted them in a way that they could not be insulated from it. Like their athletic privilege did not allow them to be insulated from things that were going on in this world. Not necessarily just them getting sick, but people around them getting sick, and it not being able to, them not being able to positively affect that. You know what I'm saying? When you have people up in the 50s and the 60s in your family, and I don't know about you guys, but I've had family members, you know what I'm saying, come down with this, yeah. And it hit home for me. And even though you can see it on TV and everything else, like, I think there's a certain level of eye-opening situations that guys are just experiencing now. And you're looking at it like, okay, so we're going into this bubble. It's an unfamiliar situation. It's in Florida, of all places. And you're asking us to trust you as far as this environment. And all these mechanisms can be well and good, Chris. Like, I think a lot of the safety measures that they're taking is pretty smart. I think we've seen Dr. Fauci say it's really ambitious and everything else. And if there's one person that I would say out of a certain community of folks that I would trust, it would be him, because he's been relatively sober and honest about all of this stuff. But you got to understand, yeah, there's a certain amount of reticence here that the players will have, because here's the other part about this, guy that no one's talking about. It's not what the virus does to you. It's not like, oh, if you don't die, you're okay. It does a certain amount of damage to you that even if you get it and recover from it, you're more vulnerable to something else coming out here and knocking you out.
Yeah, it's no joke, man. Let me ask you this, Vinny. You obviously, you've seen the number, I was like 22 phrases they could put on their jerseys, the social justice phrases on the back of their jerseys. Number one, what do you think of the options they were given, or even the fact that they were kind of given options? And two, what would you put, if you were an NBA player, what would you put on the back of your jersey?
I would probably put something that's not an option, because I'm a little bit more radical than the NBA will put. And I think that's where you see the NBA, I won't say, you know, toeing the line, but this is where you see that this is a corporate entity with sponsors, and they're still a vocal minority. Or I'll say vocal. There's a silent minority of people that the NBA is still factoring in that they don't want to turn off, especially in the moment where you want to get ratings and everything else. There's still, I think, a fear of upsetting the police, right? Because nothing on there says anything about, you know, police reform or defunding the police. You know,
yeah, they're very generic. Like that. Yeah, justice, equality, you know, very innocuous things. Like, I was told, Vinny, that the Players Association sent this list to the league and that the league basically approved everything they sent. So this was the players.
And then you hear from certain players that says that they didn't have a say in it. But right. Clearly, there's a hole in that bubble.
I think it was just the executive committee. It was similar to what Kyrie was dealing with, right? I think it was the leaders of the Players Association or the executive committee members came up with these 20 phrases or whatever, and they didn't consult all the players. But sometimes you do hire or appoint guys to kind of speak for you.
Absolutely. And I think what we're used to is guys being able to, how do I put this? They're used to working around the margins. They're used to working around this paradigm of let's push, but lack of a better phrase, let's not piss white people off here. Because though these are the people that we have to worry about. And I'm not saying that in sort of like a racial way, but I'm saying that in a sense that this is what black people have to deal with when you are in positions of power. Push, but not so much. Push, but still sort of try to keep it generic to some degree.
No question.
Like they're looking at it. They're looking at it like, okay, well, at least we have the ability to have a platform and a message. At least we'll have in a post-game press conference the ability to say people's names and things like this and to be able to speak with more freedom. We won't go but so far on the back of the jerseys and everything else. And you can't have 350 people, you know, on a Zoom call saying, let's say this, let's do this. You have to trust the officials that you've elected in certain places who have communications with people in these positions of power and hope that they represent you well.
Vinny, let me ask an actual basketball question real quick. I know people
really?
Are...
Basketball?
Yeah,
hey.
Actual basketball. Hey, so everything I've heard is that if we need a playoff for the eighth seed, We will probably have back-to-backs in the first round. Kawhi has not played in a back-to-back since, I believe it was 2017, when he was with the Spurs. Do you anticipate, now having 4+ months off, do you think Kawhi Leonard can handle a back-to-back at this point?
Yeah, we got about a minute left, Vinny.
Kawhi Leonard just had 4 months off.
He better play, right?
There's no travel. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of different things. I'm sure his body is going through a certain level of preventative maintenance at this point anyway. I've heard that he's in really good shape, you know, from the people out in the Clippers. So unless he's going to be dealing with some different type of nagging injury, I don't think there will be any type of problem with Kawhi coming back. And remember, guys, he was on the call with some of the top players, with Giannis and LeBron and Steph Curry and all these other guys, saying, hey, we need to get back and play.
No excuses, Kawhi.
That's right. All right. There it is, Vinny Goodwill, senior NBA writer, Yahoo Sports. Yo, we appreciate the knowledge, brother, as always.
Come on, what are you guys doing? You don't have me on this morning? What are you talking about, Bruce?
It'll be me and Rob Parker tomorrow.
See you guys.
All right, my man, that's Vince Goodwill, Yahoo Sports. J-Mac and Chris will be right back on the Dan Patrick Show. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's Chris Broussard and Jason McIntyre on the Dan Patrick Show, filling in for Dan. And J-Mac, with all the talk about Patrick Mahomes and his new contract, we'd be remiss not to bring up our man Dak Prescott, who's got 1 week from today to come up with a long-term agreement with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the reports, we know he signed the franchise tag to play for $31.4 million, I believe it is, for this upcoming season. The reports are that the Cowboys are offering him something along the lines of $35 million per year for 5 years, and that Dak is fine with the money, but he only wants a four-year deal. What do you think about this whole situation?
I think it's sad that as soon as Pat Mahomes get paid, we hear people say, hey, it's time for Dak to get his money. Okay, Patrick Mahomes won an MVP award in his first year as a starter. In his second year, Chris, he topped that by winning a Super Bowl MVP award. 2 years, two incredible seasons. If not for some Patriots luck in that late in the fourth quarter and overtime against the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes starts his career with back-to-back Super Bowls. Dak's name is not in the stratosphere as Patrick Mahomes. That being said, I would let Dak play on a franchise tag. I would say, Dak, you know what? You were 0-5 with mediocre numbers against top 10 defenses last year. Prove it this year. And I would let him play on the franchise tag.
I totally agree with you that Dak Prescott, and I like Dak Prescott. I do believe he's a franchise quarterback. I do believe the Cowboys should lock him up long term. But you're right. He is not in the same sentence as Pat Mahomes. Period, the end. All right. But it really nobody
yeah,
is right
it's
now.
Tough. It's tough to get in that sentence.
Yeah, Dak is not there. So I'm with you on that. But here's the thing. I think that the Cowboys will buckle. Jerry Jones has been known to buckle, right? He's buckled every time.
Buckled with Zeke.
Smith, Zeke, Ezekiel Elliott, Dez Bryant. He buckles. And I think at the end of the day, before July 15th, he will say, you know what? We'll just sign you up for 4 years. And because there's no doubt in my mind they want him. They're offered him 5 years. Why would they offer him 5 years at either what, you know, before Mahomes' deal, that's either the highest paid for a quarterback outside of Patrick Mahomes or right there? Why would they offer him that if they're not sure about him?
Yeah.
And the franchise stuff, look, next year it goes up to close to $38 million, which is going to mess around with your cap figures. And then the year after that, I doubt they do it for a third straight year, but it'd be in the $53 million or something like that, which is ridiculous. So I think they're better off going ahead, signing him for 4 years at that 35-ish number, because if most people think the cap will go up, and if that does, then, you know, as this deal matures, it's not going to be a killer deal. Oh, so
yeah.
I think they should sign. And here's the thing. You want to kill Dak. He's made
I'm
the
not killing. I did not kill him on my Instagram. I did
two
not
Two out
kill
of
him.
4 years, he's got more wins in the regular season since he's been in the league than anybody not named Tom Brady or Russell Wilson. And that, remember, that's with 6 games without Ezekiel Elliott. And then he's one of 2 quarterbacks to throw for 20 or more touchdowns, or more than 20 touchdowns outside of the red zone since 2018. He's got 24. Guess who the other quarterback is?
It's just so funny.
Patrick Mahomes.
It's so
stop it with the Dak hate.
It's not hate. It's reality, Chris. It's just so
just
comical
you
that you give me all the numbers for offense, right? Hey, man, you get behind the best offensive line in the league.
Defense.
You get behind the best offensive line in the league. A top three running back in Zeke. A great wide receiver core when they got Amari Cooper. Yeah, a lot of people are going to put up stats. But guess what you don't
Didn't
mention?
Did they have the most drops in the league last year?
They were up there. I don't know if it was.
Most,
it might have been number one.
So,
I don't know.
So chill. Didn't they have a mediocre head coach?
They had a bad head coach.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He got fired.
So don't forget those elements as well.
Dak is a good quarterback. And I said this on my Instagram, and all these Cowboy fans came after me. If Dak Prescott were in any other market outside of Dallas, a.k.a. America's team, if he were in Jacksonville, we would not be hyping Dak Prescott the way we are. Okay, if he were in, you pick a market, Denver. Nobody's hyping Dak based on his accomplishments.
I think Denver you would. Well, look, he's led them. Now, I'm not saying this is, you know, Joe Montana-ish, but he's led Dallas, which is a team that had been, you know, mediocre for a decade.
Has he been to a Super Bowl like Jared Goff?
But he's been to 2 playoffs.
Was he in the MVP
years.
Discussion
he
like Carson Wentz?
Russell Wilson. Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz was in the MVP discussion before he tore up his leg.
Discussion. Did he win the MVP?
Well, he got hurt. He tore his ACL.
That's part of his problem. I need the best availability, Jason. Say it with me. I know you've heard it. Is availability. The best ability is, say it with me, class, availability.
That doesn't mean anything. Oh, he's available.
It does, because that's Carson Wentz's problem. I love Wentz. He's talented, but he's hurt too much.
That is an issue. Well, he got paid because he's a better talent.
He is a better
talent. Than Dak Prescott. That's why he got paid. And Jared Goff got paid because he got to a Super Bowl. Now, I would not have given him that much.
He's not a better leader. He doesn't have the intangibles Dak has.
That was fun.
Remember that word, intangibles. Keep it locked, Dan Patrick Show, Chris and J-Mac.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing. I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.